Hello and welcome to another enlightening episode of the Merging Life and Money Show. I am your host, Marie-Jo César. Today, we will explore a powerful concept that can help you take control of your finances and improve your relationships: loud budgeting. You might be wondering what loud budgeting is. It is a unique approach to budgeting that emphasizes communication, accountability, and support. It ensures your financial practices are as loud and clear as your aspirations. By openly discussing your financial goals and challenges with your partner, family, or friends, you can create a sense of shared purpose and achieve greater financial success. Whether you are struggling to stick to a budget, feeling overwhelmed by debt, or simply looking for ways to improve your financial well-being, this episode is a game changer for you. We will explore the benefits of loud budgeting, a tool that can transform your financial life. It is not just about managing money. It's about building stronger relationships and achieving your dreams. So let's dive in. Before we discuss loud budgeting, allow me a moment to reintroduce myself to our new listeners and share a bit about my journey with our regulars. I am a holistic financial wellness strategist. What does that mean, you ask? Well, my passion lies in guiding individuals and organizations to not just manage, but truly optimize their financial health from the inside out. By blending emotional intelligence with practical financial strategies, I help you align your money with your life's values and visions. I also help you identify and overcome limiting beliefs, develop healthy financial habits, and create a personalized plan for financial success. Whether it's paying off debt, saving for a dream vacation, or building wealth for the future, I am passionate about helping my clients achieve their financial goals. This approach is not just about numbers, but about nurturing a healthy financial mindset that supports your overall well-being. Welcome to the Merging Life and Money Show. Now, let's talk about why we are focusing on loud budgeting today. April is Financial Literacy Month, a time when we celebrate and promote financial education and wellness. As a financial wellness strategist, I believe that financial literacy is essential for achieving financial well-being. It's not just about knowing how to balance a checkbook or create a budget. It's about understanding the emotional and psychological factors that drive our financial behavior and developing the skills and habits to manage our money effectively. That's why I am excited to dedicate this episode to loud budgeting, a powerful tool for improving financial literacy and well-being. By openly discussing our financial goals and challenges with others, we can gain new insights, hold ourselves accountable, and create a sense of shared purpose. Whether you are just starting out on your financial journey or looking for ways to take your financial well-being to the next level, loud budgeting can help. Loud budgeting is all about making your budget assertive and transparent, allowing it to truly speak on behalf of your financial goals and personal values. Interestingly enough, this concept has gained significant traction among younger adults on TikTok, resonating with those who prefer an engaging and vocal approach to managing their finances. It is a dynamic way to ensure that every dollar you spend or save it goes with your life's priorities and ambitions. So in today's episode, we will uncover how loud budgeting can transform the silence of typical budget sheets into a confident voice guiding your financial decisions. This approach is not only transformative, but it's essential for anyone looking to enhance their financial literacy and lead a financially healthy life. Now, let me outline the key areas we are going to be addressing today. First, we will define loud budgeting and how it differs from more traditional passive budgeting methods. We will then discuss why this active approach to managing your finances is essential for both your wallet and your well-being. We will also discuss how it can help you gain new insights, hold yourself accountable, and create a sense of shared purpose with your partner, your family, or your friends. Next, we will walk through some practical strategies for implementing loud budgeting in your daily life. So whether you are looking to overhaul your budgeting technique or tweak it to better reflect your personal values, I will share tools and tips that can help make your budget as vocal and effective as possible. We will discuss how to set clear financial goals, communicate openly and honestly, and create a budget that aligns with your values and priorities. And finally, we will look at some real-world example of how loud budgeting has transformed financial management for individuals and businesses alike. We will examine the successes and the transformative impact this approach can have on managing finances. Each of these points is designed to equip you with the knowledge and tools you need to get into a powerful advocate for your financial goals. So let's get ready to make your money speak as loudly as your ambitions. Let's move on to the first point of today's episode. What exactly is loud budgeting? To truly appreciate the value of this approach, it is essential to understand how it differs from traditional budgeting methods. Loud budgeting is a unique approach to budgeting that emphasizes communication, accountability, and support. It involves openly discussing your financial goals and challenges with your partner, family, or friends, and working together to create a budget that aligns with your values and priorities. Unlike traditional budgeting methods, which often focus solely on numbers and spreadsheets, loud budgeting recognizes that money is deeply intertwined with our emotions, our beliefs, and our relationships. So by bringing our financial lives out into the open and discussing them with others, we can gain new insights, challenge limiting beliefs, and create a sense of shared purpose. Loud budgeting is not about shaming or judging ourselves or others for our financial choices. Instead, it's about creating a safe and supportive space where we can be honest about our financial realities and work together on our goals. One of the primary benefits of loud budgeting is increased accountability. When we openly discuss our financial goals and challenges with others, we create a sense of shared responsibility and motivation. We are more likely to stick to our budget and make progress with our goals when we know that others are counting on us and supporting us. Another benefit of loud budgeting is improved communication. Money is often a taboo topic in our society, and many of us feel uncomfortable discussing our financial realities with others. Loud budgeting provides an opportunity to break down these barriers and have open and honest conversations about money. By communicating clearly and respectfully, we can build stronger relationships and create a sense of shared purpose. Finally, loud budgeting provides a support system that can help us navigate financial challenges and celebrate our successes. So when we share our financial goals and challenges with others, we create a network of people who can offer guidance, encouragement, and celebration. Whether it's paying off debt, saving for a big purchase, or building wealth for the future, loud budgeting can help us achieve our financial goals and improve our overall well-being. Conversely, passive budgeting often results in a set and forget mindset. Without regular interaction, it's easy to overlook discrepancies between your budgeting goals and your actual spending patterns. This can lead to financial surprises where you find yourself wondering where your money went at the end of the month or at the end of the year. By making your budgeting process loud, you engage more deeply with your finances, which can reduce anxiety and increase confidence in your financial decisions. This active engagement not only keeps you aligned with your financial goals, but also builds a healthier psychological relationship with your money. Additionally, it fosters a mindful spending culture, encouraging thoughtful and deliberate financial choices and reducing impulsive buying behaviors that often derail financial plans. Continuous interaction with your budget supports a cycle of learning and adaptation, which impacts your financial health and enhances your overall well-being by reducing feelings of financial frustration and failure. Now that we've discussed the mental health benefits of active budgeting, let's discuss how loud budgeting fits into overall financial wellness by combining the emotional and practical sides of managing money. Loud budgeting is not just about numbers and transactions. It's about understanding and responding to the emotional undercurrents that influence financial decisions. Actively engaging with your budget reveals not only your spending habits, but also your financial fears, your financial hopes, and your financial priorities. This awareness is key for emotional well-being. From a practical standpoint, loud budgeting encourages a more hands-on approach to managing finances. It requires regular check-ins and adjustments, which ensure that your financial plan is always relevant and responsive to your life changes. This practical engagement helps prevent financial drift, a common issue where spending slowly deviates from the intended budget without noticing. Moreover, integrating emotional wellness with practical management empowers you to make financial decisions that feel good and make sense. It helps bridge the gap between what you aspire to achieve financially and the steps you are taking to get there. This congruence between your financial actions and your emotional goals fosters a deeper sense of satisfaction and accomplishment. Now that we have discussed the benefits of loud budgeting, let's explore how it can help individuals and couples achieve their financial goals. As noted a few moments ago, for individuals, loud budgeting can provide a sense of accountability and motivation that is often lacking in traditional budgeting methods. By sharing your financial goals and challenges with a trusted friend or family member, you create a support system that can help you stay on track and make progress with your goals. discussing your financial choices with others and learning from their experiences can also give you new insights and perspectives. For example, for couples, large budgeting can be a powerful tool for building trust, improving communication, and creating a shared vision for the future. Money is one of the leading causes of conflict in relationships. And many couples struggle to navigate financial decisions and priorities. Large budgeting provides an opportunity to have open and honest conversations about money, set clear financial goals, and work together on a shared vision. Whether you are an individual or part of a couple, large budgeting can help you create a budget that aligns with your values and your priorities. By discussing your financial choices with others, you can identify areas where you may be overspending or undersaving and make adjustments that reflect your true priorities. You can also celebrate your successes together and create a sense of shared purpose and motivation. By embracing large budgeting, you adopt a comprehensive approach to financial wellness. You allow your budget to reflect and adapt to your complete financial landscape, including your emotional reactions and practical realities. This alignment is key to achieving lasting financial health and wellness, making your financial strategy not only informed, but also intuitively supportive. Now, let's address the second point of today's episode, the practical aspect of effectively practicing large budgeting. The first step in practicing large budgeting is to set clear financial goals. This involves identifying what you want to achieve financially, both in the short term and the long term. Your goals might include paying off debts, saving for a big purchase, building an emergency fund, or investing for the future. Whatever your goals are, they must be specific and realistic, and you must communicate them clearly with your accountability partner or group. The second step is to track your expenses. This involves keeping a record of all your income and expenses so you can see where your money is going and identify areas where you may be overspending. Many tools and apps such as Mint, YNAB, or Personal Capital are available to help you track your expenses. The key is to find a system that works for you and to be consistent in tracking your expenses. The third step is to have regular money conversations. This involves setting aside time to discuss your financial goals, your progress, and your challenges with your accountability partner or group of friends or family members. These conversations should be open, honest, and respectful, and should focus on supporting each other and finding solutions to financial challenges. Establishing clear communication guidelines and creating a safe and supportive space for this conversation is quintessential. Now, I covered the basic steps involving practicing large budgeting. So let's discuss how to approach it with sensitivity and respect for privacy. First and foremost, it is essential to establish clear communication guidelines and boundaries with your accountability partner or your supporting group, family members, whomever you discuss finance with. This might involve setting ground rules for what topics are off limits, how often you will check in, and how you will communicate, for example, in person, via text or email. A etc. You must also be respectful of each other's privacy and avoid sharing sensitive information without consent. Another tip for approaching large budgeting with sensitivity is to focus on support and encouragement rather than judgment and criticism. Remember that everyone's financial situation is unique and that the goal of loud budgeting is to support each other in achieving our financial goals, not to shame, not to blame each other for our choices. You must be open and honest about your financial situation and do so in a way that feels safe and comfortable for you. This might involve sharing general information about your income and expenses, but keeping specific details private. The key is to find a balance between transparency and privacy that works for you and your accountability partner or group. Finally, you must remember that loud budgeting is a collaborative process and that everyone's input and perspectives are valuable. By approaching it with a spirit of collaboration and mutual respect, you can create a supportive and empowering environment for achieving your financial goals. Like any new habit or practice, large budgeting can come with its own set of challenges. And here are some common challenges and tips for overcoming them. One of the biggest challenges of large budgeting is the fear of being judged or criticized for our financial choices. To overcome this, it is important to establish clear communication guidelines and boundaries with your accountability partner or group and to focus on support and encouragement rather than judgment and criticism. I mentioned it before. Two, another common challenge of large budgeting is the difficulty of sticking to a budget. To overcome this, set realistic goals. Okay, track your expenses regularly and make adjustments to your budget as needed. Three, it can be easy to lose motivation or accountability when practicing loud budgeting, especially if you are doing it alone. To overcome this, consider finding an accountability partner or group, setting up regular check-ins, and celebrating your progress and successes along the way. Four, for many of us, talking about money can be difficult or uncomfortable. I would say even very uncomfortable. To overcome this, you have to approach money conversations with sensitivity and respect and establish clear communication guidelines and boundaries with your accountability partner or group, as I mentioned already. And five, practicing loud budgeting can sometimes feel overwhelming or stressful, especially if you are dealing with a lot of debt or financial challenges. To overcome this, it is essential to take things one step at a time. Focus on progress rather than perfection, and seek support and guidance from your accountability partner or group. By being aware of these common challenges and taking steps to overcome them, you can practice loud budgeting effectively and achieve your financial goals. Now, we've addressed both the basic steps involving practicing loud budgeting and how to approach it with sensitivity and respect for privacy. Let's look at how to amplify its effectiveness. In today's digital age, various tools and apps are available to help make your budget as dynamic and interactive as possible. One key feature of large budgeting is keeping your financial goals and progress visible and easily manageable. Numerous budgeting apps and tools can help you achieve this. App like You Need a Budget, YNAB, and Mint also allow you to track your spending in real time, align your expenses with your budget categories, and even set alerts for when you are approaching your spending limits. For those who prefer a more visually engaging tool, apps like Pocket Guard or Goodbill for charts and graphs that provide a quick snapshot of your financial health, helping you see at a glance whether you are on track with your goals. Additionally, for a more integrated approach, tools like Tiller connect directly to your bank account and automatically update spreadsheets with your latest transactions. This can be incredibly helpful for those who prefer a more hands-on, detailed approach to their budget management. It is also valuable to consider tools that facilitate savings and investment as part of your budgeting process. Apps like Acorns and Digit automatically round up your purchases to the nearest dollar and invest the difference, seamlessly integrating saving or investing into your daily spending habits. Choosing the right tool depends on your personal preferences and the specifics of your financial situation. Do not pick an app because somebody else picked it up. Experiment with different apps and tools to find the one that resonates with your style of managing finances and help your budget speak louder about your financial health and goals. After ensuring you have the right tools and apps to improve your budget efficiency, keeping it accurate and in line with your changing financial situation is very important. We will now explore why regularly reviewing and adjusting your budget is maintaining a loud budget. A vital aspect of loud budgeting is its dynamic nature. Unlike a static budget that remains unchanged month after month, a loud budget is flexible and responsive. It evolves as your financial situation and goals change, which means regular reviews and adjustment are important, are essential. So set a routine, whether monthly, quarterly, or even weekly, to review your budget. This review session should involve assessing your recent spending, comparing it against your budgeted amounts, and evaluating any significant life changes that may impact your financial priorities. For instance, a new job, a change in marital status, or planning for a major purchase like a home can significantly alter your financial landscape. During these reviews, adjust your budget to better align with your current financial goals and realities. Perhaps you paid off a debt and can now redirect that money to savings or investment. Maybe you've received a raise and decided to increase your retirement contributions. These adjustments ensure that your budget continues to loudly support your financial aspiration. Moreover, regular reviews help catch any discrepancy early, such as overspending in specific categories or unexpected expenses, allowing you to take corrective actions promptly. This proactive approach keeps your financial goals on track and maintains the clarity and effectiveness of your budget, ensuring it continues to be a true advocate for your financial well-being. Now, let's move on to today's episode, third and final point, and turn our attention to the real-world applications and successes. Hearing about others who have successfully transformed their financial lives using this approach can inspire and provide practical insights. Let's look at some compelling case studies. Our first example involves Paula. Paula is a freelancing graphic designer who struggled with irregular income and sporadic spending habits. By adopting loud budgeting, Paula began to actively engage with her finances on a weekly basis. She tailored her budget to better accommodate fluctuations in her income and set clear visual reminders of her financial goals. This constant engagement helped Paula reduce unnecessary expenditure, build her savings, and invest in upgrading her design software, which in turn increased her earning potential. Our second impactful story comes from Max, a recent college graduate with considerable student debt. Max used loud budgeting to prioritize his financial goals, focusing first on debt repayment. By setting aggressive but realistic payment targets and adjusting his budget monthly, he was able to pay off his debt 3 years ahead of schedule. This disciplined approach not only freed him from debt earlier, but also taught him valuable budgeting habits that he continues to apply to his savings and investment goals. And the last story is that of Pat and Larry. They were struggling to pay off their credit card debt and save for a down payment on a house. They decided to start practicing loud budgeting together, setting clear financial goals and tracking their expenses regularly. By holding each other accountable and adjusting their budget as needed, they were able to pay off their credit card debt and save enough for a down payment on their dream home. These case studies highlight how loud budgeting can be a powerful tool for individuals facing various financial challenges. Whether it's managing fluctuating incomes or tackling significant debts, making your budget vocal and responsive can lead to profound transformations in your financial health. Now that we understand the advantages of loud budgeting for individuals, I want to examine its significance in a corporate environment, especially in managing employee financial wellness benefits. Some companies today recognize the critical component of financial wellness in overall employee well-being and productivity. That's a plus. Companies can create a more engaged and proactive financial environment for their employees by adopting loud budgeting principles in their financial wellness program. For instance, a company could implement transparent budgeting practices that clearly communicate available financial wellness benefits to employees, such as retirement plans, health saving accounts, or financial counseling services, making this option well known and emphasized with the organization increases employees' likelihood of understanding and making the most of these benefits. Furthermore, loud budgeting can help companies tailor these programs to better match their workforce's specific needs and preferences. Regular surveys and feedback sessions can allow employees to voice their financial concerns and needs, which a company can then address in their budgeting for wellness programs. This responsive approach not only improves the utilization of available resources, but also boosts employee satisfaction and loyalty. Additionally, by actively promoting and reviewing these benefits, companies can ensure that employees are continually aware and engage with the programs offered. This can lead to better financial outcomes for employees, which in turn can reduce stress and improve overall job performance and satisfaction. By integrating loud budgeting principles, companies can transform their financial wellness offerings from passive benefits into dynamic tools that actively support their employees' financial and overall well-being. beyond individual and corporate success stories. It is also insightful to consider large budgeting impacts on different demographic groups. This approach, flexibility and adaptability, make it beneficial across a broad spectrum of financial situations and cultural backgrounds. Large budgeting recognizes that financial needs and priorities can vary significantly across different ages, ethnicities, and socioeconomic statuses. By embracing this method, each demographic group can tailor their budgeting practices to better reflect their unique circumstances and cultural values. For example, younger adults, particularly those who are just entering the workforce or starting their families, might use large budgeting to navigate the complexities of student loans, early career challenges, and initial family planning. Tools and apps that sync with their tech-savvy lifestyles make it easier for them to stay engaged with their finances on a platform they are comfortable with. On the other hand, older adults might focus large budgeting on retirement planning or healthcare costs. This group benefit from a budgeting approach that prioritizes visibility and accessibility, possibly integrating more traditional budgeting tools with modern technology for ease of use. Furthermore, families from various ethnic backgrounds might integrate cultural expectations and values into their large budgeting practices. This might include planning for multi-generational living expenses or saving for culturally significant events and celebration, ensuring that their budgeting not only serves their financial needs, but also respects and reinforces their cultural heritage. By considering different demographic groups' specific needs and preferences, large budgeting promotes financial literacy and wellness and respects and enhances the diversity of financial practices and outcomes. It becomes a tool for empowerment as varied as the people it serves. As I wrap up today's episode, let me reflect on the insights we shared on this transformative potential of this approach of budgeting. Today, we've navigated through various facets of large budgeting, uncovering how it differs from budgeting methods by being more dynamic, engaging, and reflective of one's personal values and lifestyle priorities. We then explored practical strategies for implementing large budgeting in our own financial practices. This included creating a budget that reflects your personal values, utilizing modern tools and apps that enhance your budget's effectiveness, and the importance of regular review and adjustment to keep your budget aligned with your evolving financial situation. We also examined real-world examples and case studies demonstrating how large budgeting has successfully transformed financial management, both individuals and within companies managing employee wellness programs. Furthermore, we discussed its impact across different demographic groups, showing its versatility and adaptability to meet diverse needs and preferences. Through this discussion, it is clear that large budgeting is more than just a financial tool. It is a powerful approach to achieving greater financial literacy and empowerment. It encourages proactive engagement with finances, fostering a deeper understanding and a more substantial alignment between financial actions and life goals. And as we bring this episode to a close, we want to leave you with a quote from financial expert Dave Ramsey, who said, budgeting is telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. By practicing loud budgeting, you can take control of your finances and tell your money where to go rather than wondering where it went. You can achieve your financial goals and live a life that aligns with your values and priorities. We encourage you to try loud budgeting for yourself and experience the benefits firsthand. Remember to approach it with sensitivity and respect for privacy, and to communicate openly and honestly with your accountability partner or group. By working together on shared financial goals, you can build stronger relationships, reduce stress and anxiety, and live a more purposeful and fulfilling life. I am your host, Marie-Jo César. Thank you for joining us on the Merging Life and Money Show. We hope you found this episode of Loud Budgeting helpful and informative. We look forward to sharing more insights and strategies for financial wellness in future episodes. Before we wrap up, I want to tell you to claim a free resource by clicking the link in the show notes. The gift is a loud budgeting guide that will help you take control of your finances and achieve your financial goals through the power of loud budgeting. Don't miss out on this valuable resource. Download your free guide today. I will see you next week, same time, same place. Until then, take care, happy budgeting, and continue merging life and money. Bye for now.